Good morning, Jennifer. Can you hear me out there?
Hi.
Nice to see you. We don't have any light yet. I see light coming in your blinds. It is still dark over here. But we have a time change in a couple days. So this is like the darkest Friday until the end of December. All right. So good to see you guys all here today. Thanks for making it. Let's start with the breathing exercise. Feet together. Stand tall. Hands underneath the chin. Chin and knuckles stay together the whole time. Now pull the stomach in. Lift your chest up. Concentrate one point in front of you. Begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Slowly, elbows lift up. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as possible. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. Head goes up. Mouth open pretty wide. Push your chin slowly back. H-A... all the way until the end. Inhale, head down. Breathe in as much as you can, rib cage expanding, then exhale. Try to keep that same steady sound by the throat all the way till elbows come together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, suck in your stomach, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, five, keep your weight on the heels, six, elbows together. Again, please inhale by the throat. The thighs, press them together a little bit. One more stomach in. Nice, Kim. Exhale, breathing. Keep the chest lifted up so high. The shoulders can drop and relax. Spine stays straight. Inhale, one, by the throat, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows all the way up, six. Exhale, one, look up, two, three, look way back, four, bring the hands together, five, cross your thumbs, six, elbows touch. Again, inhale by the throat. From the very beginning of the class, learning to control your breathing. Exhale, breathing, one, push the chin, two, three, keep the chest up, four, five, nice tight grip, six, elbows touch. Again, inhale by your throat. Six count inhale, six count exhale. It's one of the ideal lengths of breathing. Exhale, breathing, H-A. Chest up to regulate your whole system, all the systems of your one big system. Inhale, head down, elbows separate and lift. Look in the mirror, rib cage expanding to both sides of the chest. Good, Shamina. Exhale, breathing, keep the chest up and the elbows pretty high. Shoulders can drop and relax completely, elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, stomach in, four, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, keep the spine perfectly straight, only bending the neck. One more in the first set, begin, please, inhale. Keep the body weight to your heels, elbows, armpits, all the way stretch up. Good, now exhale, breathing, mouth open. Keep the elbows as high as you can as they come forward. That's it, Colleen, stomach, everyone's stomach, suck it in, stomach. Okay, you can change arms down to the sides. Second set. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. So we start with this breath control so that for the rest of the class we have a better chance at doing it. Although it's slightly different, same idea. Concentrate one point and begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up. Breathe in so much. It's normal if you feel a little bit dizzy. Exhale, breathing, H-A. Push your chin slowly back. The chin is resisting the knuckles. Inhale, head down, elbows go up, armpits stretch up, both sides of the waistband. Good, Colleen, stretch up. Now exhale, try not to drop the elbows, but drop the shoulders. Keep the elbows higher and higher until you find the maximum point, and then they touch each other. Inhale, elbows go up again. Now the tops of the shoulders, I want them to be totally passive, relaxed. Hold it. Exhale, try not to drop the elbows, but drop the shoulders down. I know you can't see it, so it's a little hard to figure out, but you will get it better and better. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, more stomach in, four, chest up, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, chest up, three, four, let the shoulder blades slide down, elbows come together. Inhale, breathing, head down. Now both sides of the body stretch up, especially at armpits, elbows towards the ceiling. Good, Kevin. Exhale, without dropping the elbows, try it. See what happens. The shoulders are going to have to move a little bit differently. They'll get better and better. Inhale, head down. Now chest up. Okay, now try, Colleen, elbows high, exhale, breathing. Drop the shoulders, but keep the elbows high. Drop the shoulders, keep doing it, keep doing it. That's getting better. Inhale, head down. Last class, I saw you figure it out on a couple of them. Okay, so armpits stretch up. Now make sure you're not hunching the shoulders. Exhale, there you go. Drop the shoulders again. Slowly bring elbows forward as high as possible away from the chest. Elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Lift the arms, four, from underneath the armpits, five and six. Exhale, one, keep the armpits, two, nice and high, three. That looks good, Kim, four. Drop the shoulders, five, six. Two more in the second set. Begin, please. Middle inner thighs pressed together. Body weight on the heels. Very nice. Exhale, keep armpits and chest lifted. The shoulders slide down and around, coming forward a little bit. Elbows touch. One more, please. Inhale. Stretch up more. Stretch up more. Full lungs. Exhale. Exhale as much as you can towards the end. Push out every last bit of air. Elbows touch. Okay, you can change. I'm just going to give you a visual, Colleen, for next time. Okay, from the side view, and probably Jennifer, you can see this. Okay. Elbows up. Everyone's shoulders are different, so I don't expect them to look like mine. I just want you to see the movement of them. When I have elbows up, fine. What I'm going to do on purpose, and it's cool in the mirror, you can kind of see the back of my shoulder blades too, okay? When I do the exhale, I want this to happen. The shoulders are kind of going down and around this way, if you can see it on the back. Now, they might not move that way at first, but if you keep the elbows and the chest lifted, you kind of see the direction they're heading. Okay, as opposed, what normally happens is they're kind of stuck there for a while, right? And you just don't know how to move them yet. So if on purpose from here, you say, oh, okay, this up and these down, okay? I mean, when you're standing, you have a little bit of probably easier awareness of if your shoulders are here or stuck or down, but when you've got all this happening with shoulders and neck, it's harder. So just, it's similar principle as shoulders down when you're standing. Can you see the difference in the bones? Yeah, and then when they get stuck there, it's more like that. And the neck hurts, like this hurts my neck. I don't like it. Yeah, so when your neck hurts, go up here and down the back here, down the shoulders. Let's just try three more, just so you can, I don't know, implant it a little bit. Hands underneath the chin, plant the seed. Okay, water it a little bit. Hips and thighs contracted. Go ahead, inhale, elbows lift up. So just concentrate on the back there, upper back. Exhale, drop the shoulders first. Push the chin back. Exhale completely. Elbows come together. Two more. Inhale, breathing, head down. Super chest up, everybody. One more stomach in, hold it. Good stomach in, Jennifer. Now exhale, drop the shoulders, lift your breastbone. Just think of it. Drop the shoulders, lift the breastbone. You might have to try hundreds of times. Perfectly fine. One more. Go ahead. Inhale, breathing. Elbows up, elbows up, elbows up. Full lungs. Exhale. Take your time, Colleen. Do your last one on your own. That's fine. Drop the shoulders, elbows stay high. Okay, now stomach and Diane, chest up. Stomach and chest up. Stomach and chest up. Exhale completely. Okay, you can change. It's way better on the neck, isn't it? Yeah, because when you're going like this, the neck actually, it sort of crunches at a smaller number of vertebrae. When you get this and the neck is longer, it distributes the back bend. It's so nice. All right, so just work on that, okay? You're very welcome. Half moon pose, everybody, feet together nicely. Take a nice deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Yes, you can take off the mask. Inhale, stretch up, go right and left a few times, please, on your own, back and forth, back and forth. When you come up through the center, super tall, try to touch the ceiling. Jennifer, you get to be life size on my big screen today. Woohoo! All right. When you can't stretch up anymore, come back up and stop in the middle. Now, throughout the posture, body weight on the heels, push your hips a little forward. Arms back and chin up, opening up the chest, strengthening the upper back. Now, on your next inhale, squeeze palms. Stomach and try to touch the ceiling, begin right side bending. At the same time, push your hips to the left. Without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Come down initially till you feel a stretch all over the left side of the body. Initially, it might just be somewhere, but I want you to keep going. Push hips off center to the left and squeeze the palms, reach to the right until you feel more distribution of the stretch on the right side of the body. Hips a little forward, weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. Keeping the hips in one line parallel to the mirror, Right shoulder can come forward just a little bit, opening up the chest. Let's sit down. Now squeeze the palms, reach to the left side. Exhale, come down and push hips to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Body weight to the heels, arms back, chin up. Inhale, squeeze, reach up, try to touch the ceiling. Left side bending, please push your hips to the right side of the room. Without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. That's good. The hips, whole pelvis, upper thighs moves off center beyond this original center of the body at the inner thighs and inside of the heels. You can look for it. Push the hips. It's normal if you feel a little imbalanced. You are asymmetrical right now. So if you lose the balance, good. Gather up the muscles. Squeeze thighs, hips forward, stomach in. Now squeeze the palms and reach to the left side, opening up the chest by bringing the chin up, arms back, and maintaining left armpit shoulder forward. Come down, push, suck in your stomach, push, reach to the left side, push. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Backward bending is next. Take a deep breath. Eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you and immediately bring your arms back now towards your ears. Whatever you're looking at, first of all, look just a little further down the wall, then point towards that spot. Breathing smoothly, push your hands back, push your upper body back, try to touch what you're looking at, not only pointing at it, but getting the hands closer to it. Now take a nice deep breath. On the exhale, hips forward, stomach forward, thighs forward. Stay nice and steady, Kevin. Left thigh forward, left chest up. Just a little left thigh forward. There you go, reach back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, take a deep breath. Hands on the floor in front of you. Suck in your stomach, take your time. You can bend your knees if needed. Go ahead, hands on the floor. Once you're touching the floor, move your hips right, left, bend one knee, then the other, right, left. You can just let the head hang down, dropping. There you go, grab the heels from behind as soon as you can. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. That's getting better, Kim. You can, yeah, it's better. Sometimes if you need to on the first set, you could separate the feet 1 inch still. And then the second set, try it with them together. Okay, pull on the heels, everyone. Stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Face on the legs below the knees. So you have no gap anywhere between upper body and the legs. Roll forward. That's correct, Diane. Keep going, elbows bending, elbows towards the back wall. That's right, to press the upper body to the legs and eventually to stretch the upper body down. Now roll forward so the body weight's more on the toes. Touch your face on the shins. Exhale, push your knees back, creating a stretch all over the backside of the body, coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. Very nice, Kevin. Change again. Bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace fingers, arms, head, neck. Everything comes up together with the upper back and whole spine. Arms down to the sides. Yes. I know you got a little dizzy. In the back bend, I wanted the left thigh forward and the left, really the rib cage, chest up. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, don't fall over, please. Yeah. Take it easy. I know you were way back there. Left thigh forward, left chest up. Left thigh forward, left chest up. The shoulders are fine. You don't need to do too much with the shoulders. Okay, second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Go ahead, get the grip. Weight on the heels. Inhale, squeeze palms. Try to touch the ceiling and right side bending, immediately push your hips to the left, maintaining body weight to the heels, inner thighs pressed together, and come down. Try to get to your limit of everything you can get to the limit to, all right? Sometimes you'll get to one limit, for example, just a stretch, or just the endurance and breathing, or just the strength aspect, but we're trying to get conditioned sufficiently, and by being in here you do, so you can get to the limit of your strength, your mobility, and your endurance all at the same time. Come down, push, stomach in, push, reach to the right, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. It takes some time, and it's not always happening that way, but you go for it. Inhale, stretch up and over to the left, push your hips to the right. So for example, there was a time in my practice where I could do it like twice a month. Okay, push your hips to the right side, squeeze and reach to the left. For whatever reason, my nature, I didn't lose the mobility, but the endurance was, I was always hitting the limit of the endurance, okay, not necessarily of the flexibility. So that was just because of my frequency. I was okay at the time. Push hips to the right side. But as your practice is more steady, more consistent, more regular, you'll achieve some of that momentary, this is my limit, of strength, flexibility, endurance all at the same time. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right. Then there's no rush. You just I'm just planting the seed. Take a deep breath, eyes open, drop your head all the way back. It really is an amazing feeling, to tell you the truth. Bring your arms back now towards your ears. 10 counts, breathe normally. 9, 8, take a nice deep breath. 7, push your upper body back. 6, hips forward. 5, stomach forward. 4, perfectly even, Kevin. 3, reach back. 2, go and touch the back wall. 1, inhale, breathing, come up. That's much improved. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, hands on the floor, try to keep the weight to the toes as you're getting into it. A little more, Diana, if you can, weight to the toes, almost falling forward. Yes, reach for the mirror, reach and reach and stretch and reach and stretch. That's exactly right. With the warm-up, you can do it. Bend one knee, bend the other knee, if necessary, then grab the heels from behind. Yeah, that was that. Couple things you can try, Sherry. That's fine how you were grabbing the first set. In the second set, it would be good to try to get the fingertips underneath the outside of the heels. Don't worry about behind sometimes. Yeah, step on the fingers. Exactly. Bring your thumbs next to the index fingers. Perfect. Now, what you're going to do, bring the body to the legs as much as you can. When you exhale, excuse me, elbows go towards the back wall. You push the fingers and the toes into the floor. At the same time, you can push the hips up and straighten the knees a little bit, but maintain elbows towards the back wall to press the upper body to the legs. That's right. Elbows to the back wall, chest to the knees, and the upper body slides down the legs. Now one more exhale. Push fingers and toes down. Push your hips up towards the ceiling. Lock your knees. All right. Change again. Yeah, that's good, Sherry, to combine those first and second set combination. Go ahead, arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up. Arms down to the side. Can you feel the difference? That pushing down will get your whole body into it. Mm-hmm. Okay, awkward pose, right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted, nothing loose, nothing hanging, all the way to the fingertips. Take a deep breath. Exhale, stomach in, sit down please, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips all the way out behind you and get them in the chair so the thighs are parallel to the floor. Nice, Colleen, very good. Now suck in your stomach, lift your chest up. Lean your upper body way back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms stay right there. Now all the way up on the tiptoes on one inhale. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head. Center of the chest, upper back, stretch up. Shoulders down, stomach in. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately heels all the way up in the air. Come up higher on the tiptoes. Now sit down until your thighs are parallel to the floor. That's it, Colleen. Heels up, knees up. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Keep going. Ankles press forward towards the mirror. You can see it. There you go. Now upper body back 2 inches. Back of the head, back of the hips, leaning against the wall. Inhale, breathing. Come up, please. Feet flat for just a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Everyone squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up first, and now slowly sit down, keeping the knees together. The heels will naturally start to come off the floor. Yeah, so you can push, as long as the knees aren't hurting, Sherry, you can push the knees down and forward as you sit down so the heels come up right away. Yeah, a little, any pain in the knees? That's okay. Come up a little bit. You don't have to go so far. Just try to let the body weight into the toes all the way. I want the heels off the floor ASAP. There, yeah, keep going without pushing them up. I'll help you, don't worry. Okay, inhale, come back up, everybody. I'll show you the feet. It's a little tricky. All right, come back up and feet together, arms down. I'm just going to put this so Jennifer can see my feet. This is probably something that's happening already, Jennifer. But when you're in the third part, Sherry, first step, when you bring the knees together, bring them forward. Okay, now I did not push my heels up. I just put the knees together and forward, and my heels just had to go somewhere. Can you feel that? And then as I sit down, the knees are going this way a little bit in front of me. There you go. Instead of saying here, right? And that has to do with where the upper body is too. Okay. And you don't have to go all the way down to the heels, but that'll just give you the right angles. Okay. Let's try again. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Arms up in front of you. Exhale. This one, the feet are flat. Sit down in the imaginary chair. Begin, please. Stick your hips all the way back, all the way down. Lift your chest up. Lean way back. Stretch way forward. Hold it. Good. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Second part, all the way on the tiptoes, please. Maximum. This one's the super high one. Legs straight to start. Stretch your whole spine. Center of the chest. Top of the head up towards the ceiling. And in one chance, you sit down, thighs parallel to the floor. Get right in the chair. Hold it. 10 counts. Push the big toes. 9. Into the floor. 8. Heels up. 7. Upper body back. 6. Back of the head. 5. And the hips. 4. Touching the imaginary wall. 3. Ankles forward, chest back. 2. Heels up, knees up. One. Inhale, come up. Very nice. Feet flat. Now, you start fresh for the third one. Roll forward to the toes. Bring the knees together and forward a little bit. Yeah, knees together and forward. Now, start to sit down as much as you can go. There you go. Even if you just hold and wobble there for a little bit. Okay? Keep the knees together. Try to sit down all the way. To your limit. Hips just above the heels. One day, arms parallel to the thighs. That's great. Thighs parallel to the floor. Every inhale you take, suck in your stomach, rib cage expanding, breastbone lifting. Make sure the shoulders stay down. There you go, Colleen. Drop the shoulders, lift the chest. One more. Drop the shoulders, lift the chest, and hold your stomach in. Inhale, super stomach in. Come up, please. Pushing. You really have to push the floor down with your feet to get out of it. Right foot to the left foot, arms down to the side. That's great. Okay, eagle pose is next. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm and cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down to get fingertips below the nose. Suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now begin right leg. Lift up over the left leg as high as possible. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Right foot behind the left calf muscle. All five toes visible in the mirror. If the foot comes out, sit down a little lower. The body weight to the heel, please. Now pull the elbows down, lift your chest up. So you can watch in the mirror the shoulders come down as a result of pulling the elbows down. Good, come up please, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm, swing underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Jennifer, I love those pants. Looks like flowers or fruit, I can't tell. Pull the elbows down, stomach and sit down as low as you can. Vera Bradley print, you think? Left leg lift up over the right. That's Sherry's observation. I love it. Cross and twist. Sit down more. Now, if the foot doesn't go yet, still sit down so you get the pressure at the thighs, bones to the skin. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Upper body back at the end. All right, come up, please. Feet together. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Now, I know you've probably heard me talk about the lymphatic system in eagle posture. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down in the chair. Because of all this surface area pressure, go ahead, right leg lift up over the left leg. All right, so much of the lymphatic circulation happening just under the surface of the body, underneath the skin, and the wonderful, we can call it superficial fascia layer. It does store adipose in there. All right, it's kind of part of the skin, but it's kind of its own organ, in a sense, has special function. So you want to twist and squeeze the thighs. Very good. Sit down as much as you can. Upper body back at the end. Good. Come up, please. Feet together. Last one. Inhale. Arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face, but not touching it. Sit down in the chair as low as you can go. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now left leg lift up over the right. But here's the thing with eagle posture, the thigh bones. I heard a story ages ago that Emmy, who's the longest teacher ever here since Bikram got here, there is a story that she was working with NASA and doing things like eagle posture for the bone density of the thighs. Okay, so if you're not in a gravity environment, you have to do special things for the body, and this is one way to get pressure or weight bearing on the leg bones without gravity. Sit down more, twist like ropes, upper body back. Good, come up please, feet together, inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the sides. Okay, quick party time. Water break if you need. I thought, how cool is that? You know, we can be in, I don't plan to go to space personally, but you got to do special things with the body. The body understands the earth, right? But ways to get circulation to the bones. And we think we got to run, right? Like we need impact. You don't actually need impact. You need weight bearing and pressure. So if you can figure out how to get weight bearing and pressure, which we do throughout this class, you can improve that circulatory nutrition to the bones, right? Okay. Now this still happens when we're doing the balancing postures because of the muscle contractions, we're getting a squeezing pressure. Okay. It's not always bone to bone like eagle posture. That's like a leg bone thing. But in these other ones, we're still getting strength around the bone, and that helps with the circulation and nutrition. Did you have a question, Jennifer? Oh, okay. Oh, that's very nice. Okay. Anyway, let's do standing end to knee pose. Everyone start with your feet together, toes and heels touching. Take a nice deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push the left knee back until it's perfectly straight, distributing the weight equally the same all over the left foot. Whole leg locked. So the more you can feel that whole leg squeeze, that is one of the things helpful for your bone health. Now inhale, breathing right leg. Very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Take a nice deep breath. Kick the right heel forward, flexing the foot back from the ankle. All five toes turning in. And you can try to get both legs locked there. Once you are balancing comfortably, make sure the stomach is in, everyone. Bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, the elbows go down below the calf muscle, and you hold steady there, breathing normally. All right, change again. Arms straight, bend the knee, feet together. Now take a nice deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Now, suck in your stomach. The right leg, make it straight. Push the knee back, but push the butt cheek forward. All right, all the contractions you can make around the right thigh bone are going to be good for the bone itself. Inhale, breathing, left leg, lift up and stretch forward. Not to mention the movement and structure of the hip joint. All right, left leg, lift up and stretch forward, kicking the heel forward, turning the toes back. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle, standing leg locked. Hold it. All right, change again. Straighten the arms, bend the knee, feet together and arms down. Let's do the second set. Take a deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Now, I don't know if a study will ever be done to, say, compare this practice with walking for 90 minutes. Let's just make an equivalent. Right leg, lift up and stretch forward. Because walking is weight-bearing, right? And it's, on a certain level, good. Right leg, lift up, kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Keeps things awake. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once your elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach very gently, touch your forehead on the knee. Breathing smoothly by the nose. Change again. Head up, arms straight. Nice concentration, Jennifer. Feet together. Last one. Take a deep breath. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Interesting thing, though, walking compared to this, go ahead, left leg lift up and stretch forward. These postures help you maintain but also improve or sort of go back in time in terms of the structure of the joints because we're strengthening the muscles so specifically and holding them. It's kind of like weight training with your own body weight, not for bulk but for stability and structure. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back, and you may bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle and you freeze. Then head to the knee, 3, stomach in, 2, drop the shoulders down, 1. Okay, change again, arms straight, bend the knee, feet together, arms down. All right, standing bow pulling pose, bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing the ceiling, reach out to your right, straighten your elbow and hold the ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together, left arm up in front of you, and then straight up. Palm facing the mirror. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously, kick the right leg. First of all, the foot all the way back. That's that Colleen. Kick back, kick back, kick back. So you see and feel the right shoulder and chest being pulled back behind you. That's exactly right. Then kick up as hard as possible. That's nice, Diane. Now slowly charge forward, body down, but keep kicking until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. So come down. Even the chest can come down a little bit. That's right, Colleen, until abdomen is horizontal. Now keep the chin up, everybody. Take a deep breath. Left armpit stretches forward. Left fingertips. That's right, Kevin. Try to touch the mirror. Kick. Body down and kick. Take a deep breath. Kick up one more time. Change again. Feet together. Arms down to the side. The tricky thing about walking is if, let's say, you have a knee that's funky or an ankle that's funky and it hurts to walk, it's hard to do partial walking, right? But you can do, right? You can't say, you could limp around for 90 minutes, but I mean, it's not fun. Okay. Left side, lift up, left ankle, right arm up in front of you, standing bow pulling pose. What's great about this, inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, charge your upper body forward, kick the left leg back, is you can do 10% of a posture. You can leave one joint sort of out of things a little bit if you need to temporarily and move everything else, strengthen everything else, arms, head, neck, spine, legs, everything, heart and lungs, lymphatic tissue and bones. Come down and kick, Right arm, fingertips, armpit, push forward. That's it, Diane, to bring the right shoulder forward. Keep kicking to get the left shoulder back. That's excellent balance of kicking and stretching, Colleen. Now body down and kick, stretch forward and kick, take a deep breath, kick a little extra at the end. Good one, change. Wow, that was a really nice one. Feet together, arms down. So the longevity potential of this and the comprehensive potential, right? When you get a knee and you stop moving around, everything stops moving. If you got a knee issue and you come in here, you can move everything but your knee. It's like, thank you, universe. Yeah, okay. Right hand up in front of you, turn it out. And a lot of times you can move the knee and it will heal it. Other people have surgeries and it just doesn't move that much. Left arm in front of you and straight up towards the ceiling. Take a deep breath. Go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward now, 19. Kick back, 18, 17. Try to touch the mirror, 16. 15, 14, kick all the way back, 13, then kick straight up, 12, 11, take a nice deep breath, 10, body down and kick, 9, looks good, 8, 7, full inhale, 6, body down and kick, 5, stretch forward, 4, keep kicking, you can do it, 3, charge forward, kick, 2, charge forward, kick up, 1, nice catch there, all right, feet together, arms down. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, Kevin's saying it's interesting to be determined not to fall out, but then she's saying she tenses the wrong stuff. Yeah, you'll figure it out. I fell out of standing head to knee pose, but I am so determined that my foot won't touch the floor. I do kind of a weird dance and then pick up the foot again. Okay, I understand. Left hand up, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. Right arm up. Palm facing the mirror. I've had people hop, you know, all around in circles even. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, 20 counts. Charge forward, 19, 18. Kick all the way back, 17, 16. Focus, 1 point, 14 on the right thigh, 13, 12. Take a deep breath, 11. Chin up a little bit, 10. There you go. 9, body down and kick, 8. Body weight to the toes, 7. Just a little bit, 6. Good Shamina, 5. Right armpit, stretch forward, 4. 3, take a deep breath, 2, kick up, kick harder, kick more, kick, 1, change when you're done, very nice, feet together, arms down, yes ma'am, the second part was it better to bounce around and stay in it, sort of, no, I'm just clarifying the question. Well, once you've fallen out, yes, get back in. But I would say kind of 50-50. Some of each is good, Jennifer, because then your body gets the experience of doing this great technique, but just a little too much, because that's what probably follow you forward, right? Usually if you do great technique in standing bow and it's just a little too much, you fall forward. And then, but so the benefit of doing that sometimes is you understand the limit and then you just back off 0.5%. The benefit of struggling, wobbling a little bit to try to stay in is a big mental, it's a huge mental concentration benefit. So ultimately they'll sort of come together. All right. You combine them, sort of. Does that make sense? Yeah, and sometimes, I mean, when you're a little wobbly, the technique to get back in balance is to intensify the correct technique, right? Sometimes catching yourself from left to right does it, but ultimately you want to intensify the stretch and the kick in order to balance. Let's try a quick set. Pick your favorite side or the side you need more help on. We'll just do 10 seconds, okay? Just to get a feel for it. Okay, go ahead, grab an ankle, other arm up in front of you. I don't mind which one. Colleen, grab from the inside. You got it. All right, go ahead for 10 counts. I won't count. I got it on the clock. So you can notice if you can stretch and kick a little more, but here's the thing, you really got to keep the standing leg locked too. 5, you can do it, 4. If you fall forward, 3, so charge forward, body down, 2, and then kick up to meet the charging forward, 1. Okay, change again. And the other thing too, when you start to figure out, you can start to understand why you're falling. You're watching yourself in the mirror. If there's a certain pattern, I always fall forward, or I think my standing hip is weak, or I'm not really kicking that hard, right? There are specific, very clear, not clear at first, but there are very specific reasons why we fall out. And you'll start to notice a pattern, then we can deal with that too, okay? Balancing stick pose, feet together nicely, toes and heels touching. Take a nice deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, interlace the fingers, pointer fingers up, chin up. Big step onto your right foot, lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now come down, bring your upper body down, left leg up. Focus on your upper right thigh close to the hip joint and second your stomach. So the right hip joint is where a lot of strength is being created. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, go and touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, arms back with your ears. Inhale, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs and come down, chest down, right leg up. Look about 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Come down, body weight to the toes. Standing leg locked, both legs locked. Come down, leg up. That's it, Colleen. Right leg up, stretch from the hands to the back foot, stretch. Nice one, change again, come up. That was good, leg up, take a deep breath. Arms down to the sides. Oh, and then you have to remember to breathe, says Kevin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I say, I know it's funny, and it is funny to say it because that's often what happens, but if you imagine, just for the moment, the breathing is the fuel. And when you're doing a posture without breathing, you're going on fumes or something. Right? Yeah? So that's just my way of expressing breathing first. Right? You want to go on the fuel. Okay, let's try second set. Arms over the head. I know we forget all the time. I get it. Chin up. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. So inhale. Make it your number one job. Come down, leg up. Just 10 counts. Look about 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Super contraction of right thigh. You got it, Colleen. Wait to the toes. Now come down, leg up. Come down, leg up. Stretch and stretch. Natural human traction. Inhale, come up. Nice one on that side. All right, good control. Inhale, last one. Step onto the left foot. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Come down, upper body down, right leg up. Good. Focus on upper left thigh. So strong. Lower left abdomen. Suck it in. There you go, Kevin. Now chest down, leg up. Stretch from the hands to the back foot. Natural human tug of war on your own self. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms down to the sides. Wonderful. Okay, standing separate leg stretch is next. You can step to the left side of your mat, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, palms together. Briefly, right foot, take a big step over your mat, arms immediately parallel to the floor. Heels in one line, feet slightly turned in. Now upper thighs contract, kneecaps lift. Inhale, stretch your spine up and then forward towards the mirror. Begin. Look forward, chest forward, chin forward, go all the way down. When you can't go any further, then bring the hands down to the floor or your feet, please, grabbing the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. Keeping the stomach in, pull on the heels to stretch the upper body straight down. Roll forward, chin forward, body weight to the toes, kneecaps lifted. See if you can contract the thighs, Colleen. I can't tell for sure, but push the knees all the way back, lifting the kneecaps, contract fronts of the thighs. Just do it hundreds of times, even if it's just a little shake right now. Pull in the heels, stretch your body down, touch the head to the floor, right between the feet. To change, bring your head up and arms out, then bring the body out of it. Try to keep the weight to the toes. Good. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Jennifer, does it hurt anything when you're trying to get out of it, or does it just feel, what does it feel like? If anything. Okay, let's go with that for now. And so let's get into it with there's a little extra detail on the way and I'm going to talk you through, okay? Because when you can get into something a little slower, like awkward third pose, if you can work on getting in slower, you can start to get stronger to get out. So let's just go with that and see what happens, okay? Inhale, arms over the head. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. All right, she was saying she might not feel strong enough. I said, well, let's try a remedy for that. Okay, so first of all, everyone, lock your legs, kneecaps lift, suck in the lower abdomen, stretch your spine up. Now super slow, twice as slow as the first set, go into it. Keep your arms outstretched. Don't let the arms drop at all yet. Just try. Chest out and forward, chin forward, stomach, weight to the toes, stomach in, weight to the toes. Keep your arms out there. Keep your arms out there. Keep going. Keep going. Keep your arms outstretched. Now, bring your head as close to the floor. Do the posture without the hands for a second. And you suck in the stomach, stretch the chest, breastbone down towards the floor, body weight to the toes. See if you can roll forward anymore. Okay, now hands down. That's really good. You see how there's strength to be used independent of the pulling. And that strength is in the front of the thighs, hips, and abdomen. And that's usually what we need to get into it and out of it a little bit slowly, too. Once you have the heels pull on the heels, stretch the body down. First, the legs stretch. So, yes, they're stretching, right? But that power on the front side, steadiness and control is going to allow for the movement. Okay, you're doing great. Now, here's what you try. Keep your torso in the posture and get your arms and head out of it. Go to where you left off just before you brought the hands down, and then try to pick yourself up. Arms can lead the way, head and chest too. Good. Once you're upright, feet together, arms over the head, arms down to the side. That looked more steady, Jennifer. Felt better? Yeah, it's like a complete reversal, like playing a video backwards, right? Okay. Triangle pulse, everybody. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out, a big step. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back, opening the chest. Now turn your right foot all the way out to your right. Bend your right knee. Sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. You can get your hips all the way down. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Spine straight in the middle. That's right, Diane. Keep the knee back, knee back, knee back. Now inhale, breathing. Stomach in. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down on the inside of the right knee and push the knee towards the back wall. Left arm stretches up. Turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder to get the profile of your face visible in the mirror. It's good alignment from the side, Jennifer. Now stretch up and down equally the same. Maximum reaching up with your top hand. Fingertips try to touch the ceiling. Good with the top arm, Kim. Bottom shoulder down away from the head. Stretch down too. Try to touch the toes. Now keep the left leg locked. Left foot pressing on the floor. You can bring the right shoulder cowling towards the mirror a little bit, top arm back just a touch. Good. Inhale, come up, stop in the middle, turn the right toes forward. Inhale, both hips forward, arms back, everybody chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to your left. You can bend the left knee and sit down, bounce a couple of times until the thigh is parallel to the floor. One more, arms back. Take a deep breath, stomach in, begin. Left arm down, right arm up, moving arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Push your left knee towards the back wall. Stretch your right arm straight up towards the ceiling. Good, Sherry. Yep, two hands, the two sets of fingertips. You get the maximum distance from each other. So top hand fingertips up, bottom arm fingertips down. Keep the right leg locked, right foot flat. To twist the upper body, push the left knee back. Bring the left shoulder towards the mirror and chin towards the back wall. Keep pushing knee back, shoulder forward, chin to the back. Nice, Colleen. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good elements of twisting. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. Any questions on triangle pose? Any birthdays today? All right, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Now, part of the purpose of this setup that most of us try to scoot out of, okay, is to contract. So when you push the hips forward, go enough forward and enough arms backward that muscles have to catch you, okay? Lift your chest, turn the right toes out. Bend your right knee and sit down. Keep the spine straight. That's good, Kim. Exactly. It's going to wake up the backside of the body a little bit. Go ahead into the posture. Palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. A lot of times when we feel a pinch or a pain in triangle pose, it's not because of flexibility. It's because of a strength contraction that we didn't figure out yet. So when you get those, you'll be able to go further, but just at the right time for you. So push the right foot firmly down to the floor. Push the left foot firmly to the floor. And I want you to take the head, chest, torso and stretch it out away from the left heel. Turn and twist your upper body back. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Both hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out. Keep the spine straight, chest up, arms back. Bend your left knee. So just because you're flexible enough to sit down in triangle doesn't mean the muscles are contracted for you to do it. So push the left foot down, right leg locked. Go ahead into it. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Begin. So I want you to push the bent leg foot as if you're pushing the carpet into the earth below. Push down hard. Right leg locked. Take your head, chest, and torso and stretch it out in a straight line away from the right heel. Then you can twist. That's good, Kevin. Twist. Stomach in. Touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in, very nice. Inhale, feet together, arms over your head. Arms down to the sides. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing arms overhead sideways. Hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Right foot step. Another big step. At least 3 feet over your mat. Take a deep breath. Lift your toes. Try to touch the ceiling. Turn on your heels. It's a big effort to turn like that. And it's a good effort. Left hip forward a couple of times. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. It's a great effort to do that because it involves the whole body. Touch your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit to get the knee and forehead together. Push your fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked. Back heel pressing on the floor. Now eyes open, throat compressed. When you exhale, push your fingers into the floor, tuck your chin to the chest. This is each exhale. You can emphasize pushing the knee back with your forehead. Lock the front leg a couple of times and come up, left hip forward. All right. Once you're up, turn and face the front. It's the second part of the turn I want you to try. Inhale, stretch up. Hands, chest, and toes lift, then turn on your heels. You got to lean back onto the heels enough. All right. Right hip forward a few times. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead. Tuck your chin to the chest. I'll show you guys that turn again. It's fun. Go ahead and do this set. Forehead to the left knee. Take your time. In a sense, it's super slow. You go as slowly as the body is calling for so that you can be concentrating, right, and gentle. But it's at the same time the fastest thing possible because instantaneously your mind is in the posture and you're starting it. Okay, so it's both fast and slow at the same time. Push your fingertips into the floor and emphasize each time you exhale, pushing the knee with the forehead, sucking in your stomach, pushing fingertips into the floor. Good. Lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms and head together. All right, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Turn and face the mirror, feet together, arms down. I'm just going to show you guys this fun thing. I hope you'll be able to see this, Jennifer. I'm going to aim the camera down a little so you can see. Ideally, I want you to see my whole body. Let's see if we can. I'm going to stand kind of in front of Kim's mat. And you guys can just. I might have to get sort of close to your mat, Colleen. I want her to be able to see from my. You won't see my hands so much, but just imagine you can see my arms. Okay, so I've taken my step. Now, I can turn by fidgeting myself around like that, okay? And I lifted my toes and I turned on my heels just by gravity and, okay, it's possible. Or, you know, I can do all kinds of things. I can move the heels. I can do this. But what we're trying to do is squeeze and lift everything and turn. So you can work on something like this. I got to lean back enough weight to the heels. On an inhale, stretch up. That was wobbly. I don't know if you saw my wobble, but when I go up, it's a little wobbly. I'm going to lean back. Okay, it's a little awkward. I have to use the abdomen and around here. So you can try and think of it. I mean, I was thinking of everything from the heels up to the hands to do that. So we can give those a try. And I'll tell you when. Don't worry about the, on the second side, I'll describe when it happens. Okay, let's do second side. Arms over the head, hands, palms together. Thumbs are crossed, right foot step. Pretty big step. Don't shorten the step, please, in order to make that. Okay, you're just going to try the best you can. So all the way from the toes up to the fingertips, inhale, lift, lean back enough so weight's on the heels, hips forward, try it. Turn. If you feel completely stuck, just try a few times and then get your body into it however you can. Okay, but give it a try. Okay, once you're turned, left hip forward a few times. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and go ahead. Now sometimes you may be able to turn partway, but then a foot gets stuck, then fix the feet and do it. It's fine, you can correct the feet. Throat compressed. If you do it over and over, it will start to happen. Okay, forehead to the knee, push your fingertips into the floor. Looks good, everyone. A little less left hip down, Kevin. There. You can bring it forward, but not down. Think left hip forward, but not anymore down. It's dropped quite a bit relative to the right. Okay, that looks better. Lock the front leg, everybody. Inhale, come up. Now, when you're turning from the side to face the mirror, don't worry about it. Just turn and face the mirror. the best you can. Line up the feet and then do it again. Lean all the way back, arms back. Inhale, lift everything from your feet, ankles all the way up to the hands. Try to turn on the heels. Give it a couple tries. It will strengthen things every time you try it, even if you can only get 25% of it. Then get the feet set up, hips set up. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Yeah, that's good, Jennifer. And then get your back foot where it needs to be for the posture. It's fine. Forehead to the left knee. Shift a little more body weight to the front foot. So the right hip can come down and forward, left hip up to get two hips in one line. Push your fingertips into the floor. Hold the stomach in. Very nice. Now lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale. Slowly come up. Squeeze the thighs in towards each other. Keep both feet pressing to the floor. Looks great. Okay, once you're standing, turn and face the front. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down to the sides. All right, tree pose, everyone. Let's do it. Stand back on your mat where you started. Feet together nicely. Bring your right heel up as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle with your right hand and underneath at the toes with your left. Once the heel's all the way up to the top, slowly, very gently bring the right knee down and back and hips forward to get your two knees in one line and two hips in one line. A standing leg locked. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your whole spine. Center of the chest and upper back. Top of the head up towards the ceiling. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. If the foot doesn't slip at all, left hand up, palms together. Change, right foot down. Shemina, very nice. Look steady. Arms down to your sides. Other side, tree pose, left leg lift up. Please bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Now, when you're picking up the toes with your right hand, bend your right elbow. Both elbows bend so you can get the heel up high. Even if the knee can come up, that's fine, Sherry. Once you get the foot up there, the foot needs to stay. So keep the elbow bent on the right arm, and you just let the knee go down to your tolerance. But your elbow, right elbow, and the foot you're holding are fixed. And then everything moves around it. Make sure the foot doesn't go down to straight arm situation. Okay, try your best. Chest up, stomach in. Left hand can come up first, and then the right hand up. Hands up are much less important than getting the heel in position, so you can take your time with that. Good. Change again. Left foot down and arms down. For toe stand, start in tree pose. Bring your right heel up as high as it will go on the left thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight. A slight bend is okay, but just very small. Once you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips. You can walk the hands more forward, Colleen, when you're ready to do the next thing. So you have arms totally controlling how low you sit down. When your heel starts to come off the floor, more weight will go to the hands initially. Once you get the hips close to the heel, then arms around to the sides, balancing on the fingertips. That's right. Your heel's going to come off the floor, Colleen. The weight's going to come more forward. There you go. And your arms are totally doing the support. Still. You're going to keep bringing the weight forward, yep, until the hips go down, and keep the weight on the arms. They are deciding how much pressure's on the knee and ankle. Okay, take your time, toe stand, finishing up, and then you can change hands on the floor. Colleen, that was a huge change. Tree pose, look in the mirror. Everybody, feet together, arms down, left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Just in the where the weight's distributed, right? You have different control when you get the weight on the hands. Okay, come forward, toe stand, take your time. I told you already you could hop around, Sherry. Okay, once your hands are on the floor, the weight goes to the hands. And then you just wait and go a little bit and wait and go a little bit until everything's settled on the heel, then arms around to the sides, balancing on the fingertips. You can bring the hands up one at a time. Left knee down, left toes pointed, and you just hold it. Excellent. Toe stand when you're done. Come up, hands to the floor. Hips come up first. Stand up in tree pose. Grabbing the foot. Okay, tree pose. You can change. Left foot down, arms down. It is time for Savasana. Yes, Kevin. Oh, please. Yes, I meant to when I walked into the room. Thank you. Great. Okay, Savasana, start with your heels touching each other, arms down by your sides. Palms facing up just for a second, and then let everything settle. Let everything just fall into place. All right, let the fingers, palms, shoulders just fall in place, and the toes, they just fall in relaxed state. Complete relaxation of the abdominal wall. Focus from start to finish on your inhale, and then from start to finish on your exhale. Simple concepts, but in practice, they take moment by moment. You can call it decision, willpower, discipline, focus, or all of these things. All right, let's begin wind removing pose, everybody. Right leg lift up, hold the leg exactly 2 inches below your knee. All 10 fingers interlace. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body and the head on the floor. Tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body. Try to keep the left elbow down. So you have approximately elbows equal distance to the floor. So you might need to roll to the left a little bit, left shoulder down, pull and freeze. Change, right leg lower down, arms down briefly. Left leg lift up, interlace your fingers all the way to the base of the fingers. So your thumbs cross. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Good grip, Kim. Tuck your chin to the chest. Right leg is out straight. Right foot flexed from the ankle. The left foot is relaxed. The one you're pulling on totally loose, but the straight out leg, you can turn the toes back. You got it. Pull a little harder. Freeze right there. Change. Left leg lower down. Arms down for a moment. Now immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip. Compact. If you can't grab the elbows, you can grab the forearms or the wrists. Hook the fingers. Use a towel. It's all the same. It's all the same direction of the body part movement. It's same contractions. It's the same stretches. It's the same internal massages at any depth. That's the thing about these. At any depth of any of these postures, the same applies. Tuck your chin. Look straight down. Hold it. Change again. Arms and legs down. Heels touch. Palms open. Sometimes there can be a sort of, I'm not sure if it's a disappointment. Sometimes I've had a few people walk in and say, I need a modification for such and such. And I'll say, well, let's see. In 99% of cases, it's actually not needed. It's just you could say, yes, a modification of depth was needed, but a modification of the correct technique was actually not needed. There are a small number, okay? There are. They do exist. But over 99% of modifications are possible through doing less depth of the posture and just focusing on the technique and the breathing. I think perhaps it's a little harder mentally, right, to do less of the right way than to do something that you feel in your mind that you can do. And so sometimes it's shocking to people, right? Like, no, I don't, give me something I can do. But we are just trying. Well, what you can do in the posture, even if it doesn't, in your abstract mind, seem like enough. But then we deal with the abstract mind that thinks things aren't enough when they actually are quite wonderful, all right, happening in the posture. That's confrontation of that part of the brain, right, or mind or conditioning. All right, we have to do second set. Right leg lift up, interlace your fingers, pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close, tuck your chin to the chest, look down. I mean, what is confrontational besides a huge mirror in front of your face, right? It's like, here I am, here you are. Pull your knee, tuck your chin to the chest. Maybe a little more left shoulder down, Jennifer. Roll to the left a little bit. Yeah, I know the knee might not come down quite as much, but just try it. This is also for the spine, this posture. So if you can keep the upper back left and right evenly on the floor, it's a little better for the upper back. Yeah. That's it. Change again. Right leg lower down. Just sort of go that way. Left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Try to keep the right upper back shoulder on the floor. And again, yeah, I know the knee, for example, might not get as close to the left shoulder, but this is not only a hip mobility posture. It is that, but it's not only that. This is a spine stabilizing posture also to prepare you for the backward bends. Just hold here, breathing smoothly. Make sure the leg you're pulling on is totally relaxed. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. All right, immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other. Get a nice tight grip, compact position, feet side by side. Relax your feet, relax your ankles. Head on the floor, tuck your chin, look down the center line of the body. As the skeletal system, the bone joints, everything improves more, you'll feel more of the vertebrae on the floor. Breathe smoothly in and out by the nose. Please change, everybody. Arms and legs down, heels touching each other. Palms face up, let everything settle into place. Let's do our sit-up. Please, feet together, flex arms overhead, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, double jerk, head to the knees. Cobra pose, turn around, lie down on your abdomen. Everybody, hands underneath the chest, middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, pinky fingers in line with deltoids, glue it down. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over hands, palms, legs together as one cobra tail. Don't open it. Now push the palms down, lock your legs, inhale, upper body lift up using 100% back strength. Everybody come up, push the floor down as if you're pushing it into the earth and the chest is lifting up. So it's pretty intense with the arms, even though the elbows only open to a 90-degree angle. Push down and come up until that point. Now lift your chin up, lift your chest up. Elbows stretch down and back towards the hips to drop your shoulders down. One more chin up, look up, go up. Change again, chin lowers to the floor. Straighten your arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Heels fall open. Second set, chin on the floor, bring your hands underneath the chest, all five fingers together on each hand. That looks good, Colleen. They could go underneath you more. Yeah, exactly. Okay, looks good, everybody. Lock your legs, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, press down, upper body up, begin. Push palms, push the fingers, push the knuckles into the floor. You got it, squeeze the legs together, hips and thighs contract. A little bit of pressure underneath the feet to the floor, please. That's good, upper body up. Jennifer, stay at that height. Elbows reach down and back towards waistband, hips drop the shoulders down. Now, without lifting the chest any higher, I want you to peel the upper body back. Back of the head reaches for your lower spine, waistband. You got it. Change again, chin on the floor. Nice one. Bring the arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. In that way, Jennifer, you keep the belly button on the floor, but you can still increase the strength of backward bending, yeah? Okay, good. And not just the strength, but the comprehensiveness of it, right? Usually if we come up higher than the belly button, we increase the bend or crease at the low back without addressing the upper back, right? And the upper back is the most challenged in terms of backward bending. It doesn't go very far in backward bending normally, and we're hunched over all the time. So it's in our interest, right, to keep the belly button down and figure out, how am I going to get to that part of my body? All right, locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body till the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Look in the mirror, please. Lock your right leg, everybody. Toes pointed. Begin right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Grab the floor with the fingertips. Push the hands down, arms down. Everybody, leg up. Change right leg lower down. Chin slides forward. Lock your left leg. Point the toes. Lift up. Knee straight, toes pointed. Push the hands down, grab the floor at the fingertips, but also palms and wrists press down. Even the shoulders will press down, leg stays up. Change again, left leg lower down. Now please turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Scoot your arms in a little closer, a little straighter. Make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Inhale, breathing, begin both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Come up, everybody, legs up, any amount. Push the hands down, thighs squeeze together. Everybody lift up, even the hips will come up. Change again, nice one, Shamina, legs down. Take your arms out, turn your head to the right. How you doing, Sherry? You're what? Okay, just take a little break. Just chill out. I mean, okay, no pun intended, but if you just take a minute, say take a minute and slow the breathing and get so relaxed you almost fall asleep, I'll wake you up. Okay? All right. Turn your hands over, palms down, arms underneath the body. Or, I mean, you always have the choice to do the posture. Okay? It's just that if it gets way too much, that's always an option too. Chin on the floor. Lock the right leg, point the toes, lift up. 10 counts. You can do it. 9. 8. Knees straight. 7. Push hands. 6. 5. Keep lifting. 4. Little higher. 3. Lift up. 2. You got it. 1. Right leg down. Try to slide the chin a little more forward, neck flatter. Left leg lift up, 10 counts begin, 9, 8, knee straight, 7, 6, push hands, 5, 4, lift up. Looks good, Kevin. Hold it right there. Good with the foot and thigh. 1, very nice. Left leg down. That was a good adjustment there with the rotation. Turn your head in, mouth on the towel. Readjust arms. Inhale, breathing. Now both legs lift up, 10 counts, go up, 9, legs locked, 8, 7, push hands down, 6, 5, lift up, 4, lift up, 3, you got it, Colleen, 2, everybody, 1 more up, 1, lower the legs, good, Jennifer, nice lifting, take your arms out, turn your head to the left. Full locust poses next, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides, straight out from the center of the chest and shoulders. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Everyone, legs and feet together. Hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, begin. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Good start, Colleen. Very nice. This is an even one. Nice and even with upper and lower body. Now inhale, chest up. Inhale, think of getting the belly up, please. Abdomen off the floor until only the hip bones are touching. Good, Diana. Arms up, chin up, legs up. Exhale, come up one more at the end. Lower down, chin, hands, and feet. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together. Thumbs with the index fingers. Legs together as one. Inhale, breathing, begin. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs. Everybody come up. Everybody go up. Nice. Very good. Now, all 5 fingers together. When you inhale, push the fingers out to the side walls, left and right. When you inhale, next, lift up something. You can lift up the chin, lift up the chest, lift up the eyeballs, 5. Now go all the way up, 4. Stay here, 3. Breathing smoothly, 2. Exhale, come up one more, 1. Nice, Kim. Lower down. Bring the arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. It is not easy to breathe in that posture. We're putting restrictions. I sometimes have been talking about the restrictions, specific and purposeful restrictions on the rib cage. And when that happens, and that's what a posture does, it forces certain parts of the lungs into movement and others to hold more still. So you sort of exercise the lungs some parts at a time, just like the postures, they work some parts at a time. But even just the muscles, okay, when you're in that back bend, even the muscles of breathing have been restricted a little bit on the back. So you can't move the same way to take a deep breath as if you're just sitting up straight. But the good news about that is it works the ones that you can use. Yeah, it gives them, and at first they might be quite weak, and so you're like, I can't breathe. Well, it's just that those muscles that we're asking to do the inhalation haven't maybe been doing them, and so we give them a chance. Bow posture, Dhanurasana, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes, all 5 fingers together. I mean, it's really amazing, the specifics of the muscles that we use just for respiration. Okay. Knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. Take a deep breath. Begin, please. Look up and kick up. You can kick slowly, but kick immediately and continuously. Don't stop kicking. Keep going, everybody. Kick up more, kick more, kick higher. Just a little bit. Now roll forward onto the abdomen. That's it. Lift your chin up. Let the chest come up. Everybody kick a little stronger. Change. Lower down. Good. Eyes up, Jennifer. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Yes, question. Go ahead, Sherry. You feel like you're forcing your air? Yes. Okay. Okay. You're trying to calm your breathing, but you're still kind of freaking out with the breathing. This is just a persistence thing. Yeah. Maybe before you started last week again, I told people I kind of chaos breathed for a while, like years. It's normal. I know. I know. Yep. You know what? A few calm is great. You know, I didn't have anyone tell me how important normal breathing was, and I huff and puffed for like 10 years. I know. It's great. If you're intermittently, I'll be right with you, Jennifer. If you're intermittently having nice, calm breathing and then kind of panic breathing, that's a great start. Okay. I could not get a deep breath in to even have a chance at a slow exhale for a long time, too. That was just my personal restriction. Jennifer has a question. Yes, please go ahead. Oh, yeah. So some teachers say 80-20 breathing. I'll explain what they mean. When you're in a side bend or a back bend, any posture where you're lifted, almost anything other than a forward bend, the idea is that you take a full expansive inhale. Let's say you're trying to touch the ceiling before half moon. The idea is you take 100% of an inhale, like a full inhale, and then when you go into the posture, only exhale about 20% of your capacity and then fill up again. So you're kind of going between 80% full lungs and 100, and there's about 20% moving. That's, to me, I feel like I'm going to about half. I feel like I'm exhaling about halfway and then filling them back up. So I don't teach specifically 80-20, but it helps with the idea, right? You inhale and lift. Now, when you do like rabbit posture, you can do the opposite. You exhale any posture. If you listen to the dialogue, there's postures where we say exhale breathing, do it, or inhale breathing, do it. And that refers to inhale, fill it up, try to keep it mostly full, or exhale, empty it, and keep it mostly empty. Okay, does that make some sense? Yeah. And you can try it, but it doesn't have to be super calculated. It's just to give you the right technique of the breathing. Okay, we have another bow posture, guys. Okay, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet. And now some postures you want to take full inhales and exhales, so it's not every posture 80-20 breathing, just I'll try to go tell you as we go. Inhale, breathing, kick up, and look up. Now, you can inhale to start a back bend. But the lungs are not necessarily going to be full as possible in other positions, but you fill them as much as you can in this position. And then just exhale enough so you can breathe in again. So you have minimal movement. One of the things that helps with is having minimal movement, right? You just breathe in enough, breathe out enough, breathe in again, kick up more up, look up, chin up. Change slowly. You got it. Chin and knees land. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. And now Savasana, you can take a full inhale and a complete exhale, right? You're not trying to hold anything or push anything. We'll do one set of fixed firm and one set of half tortoise. Everyone come up to the top of the mat without a break in between. We'll just kind of scoot ahead here. Sit on the heels. Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet just enough so you can sit down right between the feet. Heels always touching the sides of the hips. If the knees or feet hurt, you can separate the knees a little wider. Now, once your hips are touching the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back one at a time onto the elbows. Now, if you can't sit down all the way, you can just hang out there with the hips hovering, knees a little wider if that helps. Once your butt is touching the floor, hands to the feet, elbows to the floor, then head back of that. Eventually, shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Then arms over your head, grab your elbows each other. Pull your elbows down to the floor, tuck your chin to the chest, lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. That looks good with the feet. I wouldn't go any wider, Kim, so the heels and hips will be sort of sliding right next to each other. That looks good. Change again, hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows come up. We're going to go right into half tortoise posture, you guys, if you can scoot to the back of the mat. I'm just trying to watch the clock. All right, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Hips touch the heels, stretch forward. Forehead and the pinky fingers touch the floor at the same time one day. If the forehead doesn't touch the floor yet, get the pinky fingers on the floor and push the hips back towards the heels. I know the head might not touch at first. Squeeze the hands, palms together. Suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Fill up on the inhale. You can exhale as much as you can while still stretching forward. Then inhale again. When you inhale, arms slide forward. Looks good, Kevin. Shoulder blades, scapula coming out of the body. That's good, Kim. Keep stretching forward, but push the hips down, ankles down, little tiny bit. Okay, now inhale, arms and head together. Come up, everybody. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. Turn around and relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over your head. Take a deep breath in, full inhale. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk, head to the knees. Okay, camel pose, turn around, stand up on your knees. 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the hips, like in the back jeans pockets, fingers point down. Take a nice deep breath. Push your hips forward all the way and drop your head back. Now, breathe as smoothly as you can. Just do your best with it. Look for the floor behind you. If you can see about halfway down the back wall, generally, it's a good time. Right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, then left hand down. Grab the heel, thumb outside, four fingers inside, full palm grip on the heel. Take a nice deep breath into the upper chest ribs. Exhale, push your hips forward more. That's it, Colleen. Push your thighs forward more. Push your stomach forward until you feel a little pull on the heels and stretching across the chest and shoulders. Now, hands come up first. Inhale, push your hips straight forward, chest up. Straighten out at the top. Turn around, relax on your back. Breathe in by the nose and smoothly out by the nose. Feet together, flex arms over your head. Inhale, breathing fully. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, seconds at camel posture. Turn around, stand up. The reason to put your knees at the top inch of your mat is because one day you're going to see the back of the mat. And it's significant if you've been on the same spot, okay? I know it seems like, why does it matter? But at some point, you're going to be like, oh, I'm so glad I've been in the same spot every time. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Lift your chest and chin up to start going backwards. So the front side of the body, you can think of a purposeful stretch on the front side. And there might you might find some tight spots. Sometimes the chest, shoulders, collarbone area. You can let it stretch and relax on purpose. Now, when you can't go any further back with the back bend, grab a heel, right hand down, left hand down. Try to seal full round part of the palm on the full round part of the heel. Inhale smoothly, exhale, hips forward. Everybody, stomach forward. Good, Sherry. Push your head back, but the hips and stomach towards the mirror. Change again. Nice, Kim. Hands up. Push your hips forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. How'd that go with the backward bending? Good? You saw your mat. Yeah. Well, good. Just get at the as far to the top of the mat as you can without rolling over the top. And then you have a, it's like a, I mean, it's not measurement to say what's good or bad camel, but you just, oh, some days I can only see the floor. Some days I can see the stripe on the carpet. Some days I see an inch of my mat. It gives you a, it's kind of grounding, right? It gives you a stable place to look from. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, rabbit posture, turn around. Sit on the heels towards the back of the mat. Now this one, you just want to have enough room. If you want to grab the heels with the towel, go ahead. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Now exhale, breathing, and go down means empty the lungs as you bring the forehead to the knees. You only have so much room to breathe in this posture. Now lift your hips up, breathe in just enough so that you can exhale again. It doesn't mean you have to restrict it, but you'll breathe in enough and you'll say, okay, that's a rabbit inhale. Now I'm going to exhale and lift my hips up a little more. Or now I'm going to exhale and suck in my stomach a little more. Now I'm going to exhale and push the feet to the floor. You can use a little power of the posture in the exhale on the exhale breathing postures. Good, change again, hips lower down, inhale, come up. Release the heels, turn around, relax on your back. And the opposite is true. When you do an inhale breathing posture, a lifted chest expanding 80-20 breathing posture, you can increase the power or technique on the inhales of those. You could sort of split some of the postures into inhale breathing postures and exhale breathing postures. Some of them are not either, but a lot of them fall into the category where you hold still on one part of the breath and then Emphasize on the other part. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Head to the knee. Second set, rabbit pose. Turn around, sit on the heels. Grab the soles of the feet. Stretch your spine up tall. Take a deep breath, and then exhale, go down. By the way, all the forehead to knee postures are exhalation postures. Anytime the spine is flexed or rounded, forehead touching the knee, top of the head touching the floor, and then you can exhale again, lift your hips up. Hold still on an inhale, and then exhale, do something in the posture. You can push hands into the feet. Exhale, roll forward. Exhale, lift your hips up. Now the shoulders can slide up away from the floor a little bit. Push the feet down firmly. Very little weight on the top of the head. Most of the weight in the knees, second most weight in the feet, and third most weight on the head. Change, please. Looks great. Yeah, that's good, Sherry, to put your hands there. All right, inhale, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over your head. Take a deep, full inhale. Sit up, please. Grab the toes, strong exhalation. Head to the knees. All right, now we have head to knee pose. Sit facing the mirror, everybody. Right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and the inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab your right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Then you go down just like rabbit pose. Exhale, breathing. Touch your forehead to the knee. If you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Push your knee with the forehead towards the floor so the leg starts to straighten. The heel slides out until one day leg is locked and the heel comes off the floor in the air. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Other side, left leg out. Bend your right knee. Bring your heel all the way up to the top, not the top, but the upper inner thigh crease. Turn your upper body to the left and go grab the left foot. Grab 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. That's it, Kim. Try to keep pressing foot and thigh together. Right foot and left thigh, exactly. If you do have to bend the knee, they might come apart, but until that point, you can practice. Push the knee down with the forehead. Roll in a little bit. Drop the right shoulder a little bit, Diane. That's good. Right elbow in towards the calf muscle. Right shoulder down. Push your knee down. Good one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring both legs out straight in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, take a deep breath in. Sit up. Grab your big toes. First finger, middle finger, and thumb wrap completely around each big toe. Walk your hips right, left, right, left, right, left. This is also going to be a do something on the exhale posture. Okay, at first you can inhale, chest up. Work on the feet. Now just breathe normally. Pull your big toes back. Flex the feet from the ankles. Take a nice inhale. If your legs are locked and you're coming forward, do it on an exhale. It's the same as hands to feet pose. Hold steady on the inhale, filling up the ribcage on the exhale. You can stretch forward from the lower spine towards the mirror chest, breastbone forward. Elbows can come out and forward. Pull your toes back, everybody. Flex the feet from the ankles. There you go, Sherry, hold it. Nice job. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhale. Double jerk, head to the knees. All right, second set, head to knee with stretching. Right leg out. Now, maximum of 90 degrees between the legs is important because this is how you'll get the foot and thigh to stay together. If the legs open too much, then there's a big gap. Okay, arms overhead. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab the foot. Begin, please. Pull the toes back. Flex the foot back. Head to the right knee. And then you just hold it. Try to get through all the little fixes and fidgets and corrections, and then freeze. 5, 4, smooth inhale. 3, when you exhale, 2, push the knee down. 1, inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee, push the inner thigh and sole of the foot against each other. Turn to the left, grab the left foot. Pull the toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, go down front side stomach and head to the left knee. Push the knee down with your forehead. Go to a point. Go to your limit. Whatever type of limit it is. Could be a stretching limit. Could be strength limit. Could be breathing or endurance limit. And then you just hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Come up again, please. Grab the big toes. Walk your hips back, right, left, right, left, right, left. Flex both feet back from the ankles. And as your breathing gets better, go ahead, flex the feet back, pull the toes back, take a deep breath, chest up, begin the posture. Push the knees down slowly, pull the toes back continuously. But when you start to come forward, make sure the legs are locked and come forward on an exhale. Hold steady on the inhale. Exhale, pull the toes back, chest, breastbone towards the toes. Freeze. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. I mentioned at the beginning of class those moments where you're at all of the limits at the same time, the mobility, the strength, and the endurance. And those are just three aspects. Now, and I was saying, you know, consistent practice will help you have all three come together more often, but also beyond just consistency, the normal breathing will also help you come to those limits more or less together more of the time. It's not going to be exact all the time, because some postures you have a lot of mobility but not endurance, or some postures you have a lot of strength but not endurance, or whatever. Sometimes you have tons of endurance and not much mobility. It's not that it has to be all three things together all at the same time. It's just that you have more of those. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, now we have half spine twisting posture. Everybody sit up straight. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Cross your right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee, two hips on the floor, and the left toes point back. Inhale, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee, push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down, grab the left knee with the left hand. Then right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm facing out. Take a nice deep breath, sit up tall. Turn your head to the right side. Look past the right shoulder, joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae, a little bit each twisting. Inhale, sit up tall, stomach and drop the shoulders down. Just breathe as smoothly as you can, even though it's shallow. Twist one more, right shoulder back. Change, undo the arms. And switch the legs, right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Right toes pointed back. Inhale, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your left knee. Push the knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down to grab the right knee with the right hand. Left arm behind you. If you need to, sometimes push the left hand fingertips to the floor to lean forward and lift the chest, fine. But then, hand on the back, palm out, inhale, chest up. Look to the left side, shoulders down, joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twisting. Take another inhale, chest up, stomach, and that looks good. Jennifer, you can kind of walk your hand even, like scoot the fingers a little bit towards the thigh. That's the right idea. Twist. Change again on twist. Undo arms and legs, and relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, the breathing exercise, if you could put on the mask, please, for the forceful exhalations by the mouth, and then sit on the heels, knees, and feet together, setting it up. Place your hands on your thighs, everybody, elbows locked and shoulders down. We want maximum movement of the abdomen, but little to no movement of the spine and even the chest. So when I put my arms here, I kind of lean into the arms, so the arms kind of lock the rib cage here. And then I really can, it stabilizes the spine and rib cage. Try to keep the shoulders down, and let's begin. Exhale, two, three, four. Move the belly as much as you can. Looks great, Kim. Good movement. As soon as you sucked in the stomach, everybody, release it right away. Good, Diane. Very good. Just pull it and let it out immediately. Exhale, two, three, four. Lock your elbows. Six, seven, eight. Little stronger. Two, three, four. Five, four, three, two, one. Take one deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Begin. Keep going. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Chest up. Five, four, three. Move the belly. Two, one. Great class, everybody. Wow, Kim. Turn around, relax on your back. You can separate the feet a little bit, arms a little wider. Breathe smoothly the best you can by the nose. From start to finish of an inhale, complete relaxation of your abdominal wall, and from start to finish on the exhale, concentrate on your breathing. Complete relaxation of the abdominal wall. Now you might still, and occasionally, huff and puff. Just try to take a breath or two, steady. Do your best and try again. We are learning how to breathe well in this class. Okay, I know you were breathing enough to get in here and survive until you made it here, but we're learning how to breathe on a whole new level of existence. Okay, and it affects all of our systems. So we're used to certain patterns, and we're starting to change these patterns, but some of them click. A couple things might click here and there quickly. Other things click unexpectedly, so it seems, after 500 tries. And we say, oh my gosh, all of a sudden this changed. But you know what? It had been changing all along. You had been trying. It had been on your mind, and you'd been putting the effort. So when those clicks happen, it's great, but it is a result of all those attempts you've made. All right, if you have any questions, please let me know. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Great practice, everyone. Thanks for the great questions. I will see you tomorrow.